Mrs. Folk. Mrs. Folk must be dead 20 years now. And she was a sort of typically English when I... Actually, she wasn't. She had spent a lot of her time in India. But she was a Morrison, and she had a sister, a Mrs. Blackham, who I also did some work for, also lived in Ramsey. And, as I say, she was a Morrison. It was interesting to see me, they damn come over and I'd say, oh, family been here for much longer than most. And they used to live in Beach Street, number 7, Beach Street. That was a big house down there, the Morrisons, years ago. And you were called Kirby, lived in it afterwards, and it was Morrisons. And they owned the Ships Channels. And the place that burnt down at Factory Lane, that was a sail loft. They made sails. Because this Mrs. Folk told me that her father owned the premises in a sail loft. She wasn't allowed in. She could go in, but the sailmaker wouldn't allow her to walk on the sails unless she took
them.
But she said there were a set of sails made in that loft for Sir Thomas Lipton, who was trying for many, many years to get win the America's Cup for sailing. But she didn't know that they ever used them for the competition, but at least he did evaluate the set of sails that were made in that loft. And as I say, a remarkable old lady. The story I'd heard afterwards was that when she was about 19 or something like that, she was going off to India to get married. Common enough thing, I believe, in those days. She'd be about 110 if she was alive today, so it's a long time ago. And she was going off because the ships didn't have air conditioning, going around via the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. And she met this chap on the boat. And she never got to India. She got off.
And,
she married him and got off in South Africa. It was created a terrible scandal. But they lived happily for many years. But she was a nice old lady.
The other thing I was going to ask you about was, do you remember the being any barking troughs for sort of barking the nets?
Oh, yes, the bark house down the bottom of Stanley Road in Peel, where Dickie Crane's got his garage. Yeah, and I remember them being in use. With an old steam generator of some description.
Right, because I've been told about
vertical them. Engine, which must have pumped steam into the water to make it boil.
I'm anxious about getting
into bed.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we want to quickly about the barkhouse.
Yes.
I'll go and get the car out.
Oh.
Well, I want to ship my van anyway. Okay. No, I'll ship my van. No, well, if you get the car, I'll move it down.
Yes, I was interested about, because somebody had told me about the barking troughs, but they couldn't actually, didn't know how they were worked in the sense of what actually made the water hot.
There was an old, I think a vertical steam boiler, and then it would generate the steam, and I remember seeing the glass tubes and the levers on it years ago, so they must have generated the steam, push it in to the bottom of the water with a trap, and the steam bubbled through, and it let the...
And this was all outdoors, was it?
No, it was in under the first floor. There was a barn, a shed in there, which was up on iron girders, pillars.
Right.
And there was the loft up above, and the barking area was in underneath this
on the ground
down
floor.
In Stanley Road, yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And did they keep nets or something?
I've no idea. I only saw that place working maybe once or twice, and the men would bark the nets and it'd come out with this deep brown colour.
Wow. So would that be about sort of 38, 39,
or? It was possible it was being used even after.
Right. So possibly used after the war.
Yes. I don't think I would remember it pretty well. I may have done.
Yes, because I was speaking to somebody who remembered seeing it working in the 1920s.
Working longer than that, working later than that, yeah, but I only ever saw, I think only like about the once, you know,
right.
In the barcos, yes. Down the bottom of Jib Lane.
Right. And Tears, the ship chandlers. You remember that one?
I remember him down on the quay. Yeah, down on, yes, on the quay. He sold all sorts of things. Caravan oil. And
did you ever have sort of reason to go in there?
No, not many. Really. I maybe bought the odd fish hook or something. I was a small boy. That would be about all. But he didn't see the world too much.
Do you remember any of the sort of the boat builders still sort of working?
No, there was a boat builders up the river, but up the river
there. That was Nickel and Watson.
Nickel and Watson, but I don't really remember them. But somebody could tell you about us if you could get a hold of them. Is Jack Gregor?
Jack Creel.
I think he lives in Castle Street, top of Castle Street.
Yes. I've got his now. I have been told to speak to him.
Oh, you'll see Jack.
Well.
Jack.
So he actually was involved with the boatyard as
oh,
well?
Oh, no, he worked with Nagel Smith.
Right.
And he will. Is my wife going to give you a rundown as of my job?
Oh, well, thanks ever so much for the interview. So I'll just.
No, 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 no,